Okay, so now let's jump in and talk about the summit, because the summit was awesome, as it is every year. And the first thing you want to say to yourself, I want to be at summit next year, right? And if you want to be at summit next year and you've never reached presidential status, all you need to do is end up qualifying as a PD for 6 business periods. That's it. So 6 business periods, you need to qualify as PD on or before end of October, I believe, right? Or end of September. So you have 9 business periods left. We have 9 months, January through September. If you qualify 6 of those as a PD, you will automatically be invited to the summit. So get to work and get up to 40,000 GPV. I just think, you know, every time I talk about 40,000 GPV to be presidential, I go, my goodness, when I became presidential, 60,000. So they really have cut back on the amount of volume required. So let's go out there and do that, people. I mean, I'm going to be start putting out a plan on building your business to PD level and showing people how to do it when on a 2x2 or 3x3 program. And it's really exciting to see the dollars that flow too. But anyway, you want to be there, because it's just an absolutely delightful event. We kicked off we're at the Dell, it's called. It's the Coronado Hotel on Coronado Island. Absolutely beautiful hotel built in 1887. And in fact, they hired boat makers to come out and build some of the arches in the hotel because they have curved ceilings. And so they needed the boat makers who could do that curved wood and make that happen for them. So it's just really exciting to be there. Excellent atmosphere, lots of fun, a lot of side events available for everybody. The ocean's right there, so we had a lot of shots on the ocean and the beaches. It was great. Lydia, every morning, got out there. After we worked out, she was hanging out. Morning, afternoon, and dinner. She was doing a lot of posts, so for those of you who didn't get to go, you might have been following her on Facebook. But it was just incredible. Couldn't have been better scenery, and a blessing to be there. So be there next year. And the whole event kicked off the first, you know, of course, on the evening of Wednesday night, we had a big feast out on the beach. We actually ate on the beach. And then they moved us down even closer to the water, where we were sitting around in circles with big, huge bonfires and and we had s'mores. We got marshmallows to roast and chocolate candy and graham crackers, and everybody got to, you know, just talk a lot and have fun. It was a blessing to just be around all those Manitech presidentials and enjoy the time together as we kicked off our presidential summit. And then Thursday was a full day of meetings. We started bright and early, breakfast at 8, 9 o'clock meeting, went till like 6 o'clock that night. And it was wonderful. It was just an incredible time to spend with everybody and learn what's going on at Manitech, hear from the corporate officers and do all that. And then Friday was kind of a free day, and Friday night was the Roaring Twenties party, which I didn't go to because I have my nephew is out there, but everybody, I'm not kidding, I bumped into people in the hallway and on the elevators, and they look like they're smack right out of the Roaring Twenties. Their outfits were unbelievable, and I know there are a lot of postings on that with Al and staff and other people, and just take a peek at those, because they were just knockdown, drag-out great costumes that they had at that Roaring Twenty party on Friday night. And then we all came home on Saturday. So that was kind of a wrap-up, but I'm going to give you the content, basically, of what transpired on the Thursday. And we kicked off Thursday we had the Wizard of Oz. That was the kind of the theme, and they had a professional singer come in, and they had some other actors come in that kind of were the Wizard of Oz, and they had the big pictures up around about the Wizard of Oz on the screens and singing, you know, the songs from Wizard of Oz, and it was just neat to see that. And then the corporate staff actually got in costumes throughout at a couple of different times during the event. And Don Partridge summarized it when we had the North America breakout of non-Chinese, which was set on Thursday night. He at like 4:30, 5 o'clock, he kind of summarized. He said, you know, the Wizard of Oz is so awesome because there are four things that you pick up from the Wizard of Oz story. Is number one, recognition is so huge, right? Just recognition. Acknowledge what you already have, which we talk about the Tin Man and the Lion and the, right, all that, and then validation, and then giving people permission to be whatever it is, as courageous as you can be, possibly be. You can be. You have permission to go do it. So those four things, recognition, acknowledgement, validation, permission. Great things for each one of us. Why is it important? Why did I put it in the outline? Because I think it's important for all of us to look at those characteristics and say, is this something that shows up in my leadership of my organization? Am I recognizing my people? Am I acknowledging them? Am I giving them validation? And am I giving them permission to go out and be the best they can be? What kind of leader is that? That's a leader that truly believes in the person's capacity to get things done and get to the next level and become presidential directors themselves, you know. So look at, evaluate those four, maybe just something for you to do in your quiet time in terms of how you're leading your organization. Our first speaker was Al Balla, and he talked about our upcoming manifest and why it's so crucial. I mean, manifest. Oh, look at Mastec 2015. Isn't that cute? Yeah, sorry, the outline's got a typo in it. I don't know. Maybe it might just be mine, but it should be Manifest 2019, which is right around the corner, right? I think it's April 3rd through 6th. Put that down. It's our 25th anniversary of Manitech. So it's going to be one huge 25th anniversary party for all who attend. There's going to be a thematic throughout the whole 3-4 days that's going to be all about 25 years, a huge celebration. So the idea for all of us is to absolutely sign up, get registered. I know a lot of people in January were going, oh, my gosh, I'm just paying off my bills from Christmas. Absolutely understand that. And with the government shutdown, if you work for the federal government, you might even not have any cash flow. And I truly, my heart pours out to you for that reason as well in a huge way. We're doing a lot of things locally to kind of, you know, collect money and donate to help people that are stuck in that crazy situation. But whatever it is for you, we want you to get registered. So get out there and order today. Call Manitech, register yourself. I'm going to tell you to buy 5 other tickets just because why? Because you want to go with a team of 5. You want to definitely get 3 to 5 people minimum in your organization. I made a commitment of way over that. I mean, digits, you know, decimal points different, to get out of my organization to go to Manifest. And it's going to be so exciting. We only are ever going to have one 25th anniversary celebration and so much great stuff there. And as Al said, word is like thunder and action is like lightning. So we want to get in action. It's all about let's all get in action. And the presentation on Thursday at the summit was Al covered belief in our industry, Joel covered belief in Manitech, and then the team industry. It's about, you know, the training, the making you the best you are. That's Sona and Landon covered those. And so we're gonna go through, as Al went through his slides, he really talked about going through the most rapid change that we've had in the world. And we're just, the rate of change is happening so quickly, we can hardly keep up with it. What we are doing is so consistent with what is going on in the world. You know, we look at Alibaba, $30 billion. They had one day in sales, they had $30 billion go through their website in one day. Well, what are we? We're websites for wellness, right? We have that relational world that Alibaba doesn't have. So it's like if you compare Alibaba to us, we should be doing twice what Alibaba does because Alibaba doesn't have that relational. They're just a website for people to order from. So let's get out there and build relationships and be in relationship and have people be on these incredible products. And he talked about this is a time of transition because we're changing so fast, and fortunes are made in times of transition. And right now, I almost, you know, when we talk about a time of transition, I tend to look at it as we're in permanent transition. Things are changing so quickly, it's hard for us to keep on top of all the things that are changing. But it doesn't stop us from being who the people we know we can be, which is people that reach out, touch people's lives, and create greatness in people's lives, especially around the health industry. And of course, today we know financially people are hurting as well. Our industry, global wellness, is in $3.7 trillion. It's the number one segment of the entire network marketing arena. Wellness is number one, so you're in the right spot. And it's growing at 7.5% per annum, so you're in the right growth arena, so we couldn't be positioned better. globalization. Well, right now, Manitech's in 27 different countries. And if we just get a few things to go right, we'll be in over 100 countries in the next 3 to 5 years because they're very, very directed at opening new countries. China right now is a big focus of attention because it's really starting to open up and blossom. Tremendous sales are going on there for Manitech, and there are a lot of people. I know I talked to a few of the Chinese from Toronto and Canada, and they talk about going over to, I asked Julia Zhu, I said, so how many months? She said 3 to 4 months over in China. I mean, they spend a lot of time over there. That's their focus and their concentration. So it's good for all of us to know that that growth is finally happening. We talked about China a couple of years ago at a manifest, and I know everybody got hot and driven. I think it was in Las Vegas, in fact. That was a big time for China. And we have a new guy in charge there that really is making a huge difference for us. So China's exploding, and you want to be a part of it. If you've got some contacts and connections, now's the time. Social selling, we talked about that. First, it was direct sales. We have the relational piece, right? We need to make our mark in the social selling space, and we need to do this faster. 71% of the people in the United States are influenced on social media, 71%. So if you're doing work on social media, you're in the right spot. 90% are influenced by a friend. So if you're doing mano a mano and you're out there with friends and family, you're even doing better. Because really, what do these numbers tell you? That people don't trust advertising whatsoever anymore. So it's all about, you know, what's on social media, what's my friend telling me, and I'm going to run with that, not any kind of advertising that's done. The rise of the micro-entrepreneur, this is the greatest migration of employment to entrepreneurship that we've ever seen in the history of the United States. Greatest migration of employment from employment to entrepreneurship that we've ever seen, ever experienced. That's a huge stat. So we know we're in the right place because we go out there and sell entrepreneurship every single day. I hope so. Some of you are going, well, Mary Jo, I just like to talk about the products. No, start talking about the business. In fact, Lydia was talking to me about maybe we do a Monday call on just how do you talk about the business? When you talk to somebody new, maybe just do a Monday morning training on just what does that look like? And maybe that would help everybody and kind of push them out of their box. But everybody does it a little differently, but we all need to become proficient at it, right? Because we want to bring people on board because they're looking. Today, I read an article that said something like 53 or 55 percent of Americans are just barely getting by on what they're making today. So we live in a society that's not overwhelmingly wealthy. We have overwhelming wealth, but it's really that top 1% that are truly incredibly benefiting by our economy more than the bottom 55%. So it's about, and we're all about, how do we help the bottom 55%? Because that's where most of the people fit that we talk to every day. So it's about really building them a dream and understanding the critical importance. You can be employed to have a base salary, but let's go out and look at doing something on the side. And when they looking at people doing things on the side, you know, taking on a second, like not job, but second endeavor, maybe they already have a job and they were looking for something on the side. And here's the statistics. The millennials will soon be the highest demographic in terms of doing something on the side. 63% of the millennials say they will do something on the side if they're not already in it. So you have a huge margin there of people, 63%. When you talk to Gen Xers, it's only 50%. And when you get to the baby boomers, only 33%. But that still is a lot when you think in terms of most baby boomers today. Because I think I was at the tail end of baby boomers, and this year's my year I turned 65. I think that you have a lot of people out there in the baby boomers that are saying Social Security isn't enough. And when you look at the statistic on the average savings of somebody retiring today, it's really pathetic. It's really sad. I mean, people just didn't prepare. They looked at Social Security as being their ways of living. Well, it might be a way of survival, but it's not a way of living, and there's a dramatic difference. So we really want to help the baby boomers age as group as well, but we don't want to, and we want to help people younger. I get my kids every day to talk about savings. What are your savings? What are you tucking away? It's hard to do when you have children and you're building. They're most of them are tucking it away for college funds, but they still have another 20 years to build a nest egg for themselves. So, but it's just great to get these stats down and understand it. We want to create a multi-generational legacy, and that's what I look at my business, because when I'm no longer here, my kids are going to have the business, and that cash flow is going to pay out no matter what. In fact, today, because of the change in the comp plan, they don't even have to order the products, and they'll get a check every month. So what we do is an incredible alternative to leaving a legacy and allowing people to have retirement security. Leaders, independent, we are looking at leadership, have space, think outside the box, be problem solvers. Leaders need to be consistent in effort and in attitude every single day, and that's who we need to be. We need to create action, and we need to create a big vision. Don't work, you know, out of minutia. Don't get stuck in the small things, and don't let small things trip you up. You want to always keep your eyes on the prize, as we say it, or keep it on the horizon. Where are you going, not where have you been? Manitech vision, going after $1 billion. What is the corporate vision? They're going after being a $1 billion company by 2020, so they have this year and next year to get that done, and that means all of us need to step up our act. If we all doubled and tripled in size, then we would get there, right? Double in size this year and double again next year, we're there. But that takes all of us putting forth tremendous effort. That just means whatever effort you're doing on a daily basis, do it twice as much. Some of you could even do it five times as much, and you still would hardly be making a dent. We need to be working this business. This business doesn't work by itself. It requires us to get out there and talk to people and share the incredible opportunity here, the incredible information I'm giving you today. You can use some of that in the way you share. The other thing is Manitech's going to be offering M-Life. We should talk about that. That's part of our language. We offer M-Life. Now, we talk about M-Life as a separate concept. It's a concept of having to be able to live a lifestyle of your dreams, you know, being able to do what you want to do when you want to do it, traveling the world. I mean, I can tell you I've traveled more places. I've been all over. I've been to Singapore and Australia and New Zealand and South Africa and all over Europe and, of course, all the cruises, Hawaii and Alaska and Cancun and all throughout Mexico, Acapulco. Manitech has, I mean, probably put me in 15, 20 different countries. Now, who gets to do that? What kind of employment do you have where you get that opportunity? Not very many, if any, right? So you get to travel the world and you get to do things that most ordinary people never have the opportunity to do. You also have the tremendous opportunity to be healthy. I talked a little bit about the group of ladies I was with in San Diego in my organization, as well as myself. These products work. They help support the body because what are they? They're all natural plant-based substances that were meant to be put in our bodies every single day. So when we do it every single day, guess what? The body responds. So awesome to be able to be healthy. That's part of the M life, the vision of the M life. How would you like to live the M life? And then making an impact. We all want to make an impact, and M5M is doing exactly that, and we're going to talk more about that because we did hear from Sarah Bowen in Hawaii, and she was terrific on stage. After Al's, so that's Al's presentation, Landon got on board, and he talked about ways of growing our network marketing company, and, of course, the number one thing we want to do is increase associate recruitment and selling, because that's what will cause exponential growth in Manitech. So he put an example up there, which I think is really cool for you to all realize. If you had 1,000 associates and they all recruited one new associate per month, and the new associates did the same. So as soon as you recruited one, then that group and you would recruit one the next month. In 6 months, you will have added 64,000 new associates. That's astronomical. So that's the exponential growth that you can have. And Manitech could be the largest MLM in the United States by building a culture of recruiting and retention. That's what we need to do. We need to build that culture of recruiting and retention. And, of course, we have Richard Brook involved to help us do that. Turning customers into subscribers. This is really big. The language subscription businesses is huge today. We live in a subscription economy, a shift from products to relationships. It's really a global phenomenon and changing how people think and buy. Outcomes, not ownership. Customization, not generalization. Constant improvement, not planned obsolescence. In the year 2000, just to give you a perspective of where this has gone, this kind of subscription concept that we're subscribing to things that are having a major impact on us, not just buying a product, but the improvement that it has on us. In 2000, there's $215 billion spent on subscriptions. Just five years later, in 2015, $420 billion spent on subscriptions. So 80% of customers are demanding new consumption models, so we need to present that to them, and Manatech is very much about that. In fact, they're talked at length about new bundles coming out. They're going to bundle the products differently, so you're going to have an opportunity to take advantage of greater price discounting with more bundles. The bundle we have now is like the number one seller, so Manatech is getting it that people like to buy things in bundles. Every industry is shifting into this customer outlook. You look at the differences. The best companies have shifted away from the concept of products and about building relationships. So you look at General Electric from light bulbs to digital services, IBM from punch cards, tabulators to cognitive data services. Then you got Amazon, Google, Apple, Facebook, Salesforce, all relationship makers, right? And then you have some new disruptors that have joined the marketplace, Uber, Spotify, Box, and Airbnb. It is truly a new way of thinking, and this changes everything. So Manifest 2019, you want to be there to listen to our new subscription economy and what that means in your Manatech business. We're going to begin tracking identity of customers so that we'll understand demographics, behavioral, financial, and making sure that our business is a sticky experience, and we want a sticky business. What does that mean? It means when people come, they get stuck. They stick to us. We become a community for them that they want to be a part of. So it's more of a subscription to a community atmosphere, a community with autoresponders, a total experience package for our customers as well as our associates. That's the goal in Manatech 2019. We want to reclaim our place as a global leader in North America, and that's a goal that we have set for ourselves and the local presidentials here. We know that foreign markets have taken over our position, and we need to take it back. So we're just going to simplify and declutter and target, become that subscription company. The next thing they did is they introduced the new strategic S&P, they call it S&P Council. It's a strategic and planning council, taking the place of the advisory council that we've had for years. This is a team of people that will be called upon at least once a month, and for special reasons as well outside of that. But at least once a month, they'll meet by Zoom. They'll go over all the pending matters, give feedback, and help with ideas and translating those to execution of those ideas. And with the two clear initiatives in mind, recruiting and retention, two clear intentions in mind that we have this better consistency between the field and corporate, and we have better communication between corporate and the field. So the idea is that we're going to be more cognitive of everything going on at corporate and being able to give feedback and setting policies and processes and whatever. The group that was appointed, we had our first meeting there on Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning. Our group that was appointed were the Anabnitz, Luciano Fidago, Carrie Fumerton, myself, Steve Hines, Hanson Ma, Don McCormick, Sato Nato, Don Partridge, Julia Zhu, and Tony. So great group of people in my mind. I was thrilled by the names on the Strategic Planning Council. So I think we're really going to have some great success on this council. We had our first meeting and did accomplish something, but we laid out a format. And there are a lot. I'm telling you, people, the one thing we talked about early on, I can't share it with you because I'm sworn to secrecy, but I'm going to tell you, It's coming out in the next 3 months, and you'll be excited off the charts. Because if you ever had any questions about anything with Manatech, this is going to be an answer to prayer to all of us in the field. So we are just really excited as a group to serve all of you. Next, Sona Vanderhoop got up, and she talked about simplifying declutter so we all can be better. Again, that was kind of the theme throughout. Two clear initiatives were recruiting and retention, and we talked about the four different ways to increase sales and network marketing. Those are the same ones that Richard Brook went over, and the most important ones are recruiting and retention, because selling more products to the same people is not a way that you're ever going to effectively grow your business. So we need to recruit and retain. So let's talk about those things. About recruiting, she went over 8 points. Well, samples will definitely be emphasized on a going-forward basis. So it's one of those things where you meet people and you go, hey, listen, try it. You'll like it. Get back to me. Let's follow up after you give it a try. So samples are going to be something they emphasize. Of course, we have a legend amongst us, Richard Brook. He did a tape piece, actually, for the summit, so we got to listen to him. And he talks about, you know, of course, MLM gives businesses the geometric growth that most businesses only grow linear, and we can grow geometrically. And if you understand that and you look at your downline and you go, okay, I want to experience geometric growth, that's what you want to do. I remember when I first got involved in Manatech, my business, you know, for the first 6 months, it was kind of flat because I didn't know what I was doing. And then all of a sudden, I started knowing what I was doing, and that got scary because I remember a presidential above me sat me down one time at a manifest, like my first year or something, and said, Mary Jo, how are you doing this? How are you building this momentum? When that's what it looks like. Momentum is like 2 by 2 by 2. When you start, you know, 2 who get 2 who get 2, and all of a sudden you got 22 and 42 and 102 and 202 new associates in your organization, it's pretty astronomical. And that's how you want to grow your business. So we want to grow it on a geometric level, and we have the opportunity to help people get healthier and all those kind of things at the same time, and that's what customers are about. But the associate base that you put on board are what's going to cause your growth to be geometric. And she talked about the 5% that are building teams are truly sharing over $50 billion a year in income in our industry. It's amazing. We have so many people making so much money in the networking industry, and it's just about building a team, going out there. We focus on building teams, building teams, building teams. Achievers Club, this is a new concept they developed. One associate each month is going to be awarded a $1,000 check, and it's going to be based on achievements. What are you doing in that month? What have you accomplished? What have you put forth? All those kind of things. Manatech will independently review this and make a decision who gets that. Don McCormick received it for last year, kind of as an overview. He had a terrific year, as we all know, reached new leadership level, and just really is dedicating a lot of time and energy around building his business. So Manatech Achievers Club, so that you want to look at that and say, I want to be a part of that as well. We also have I don't think it's called Achievers Club, though. Is it? What's the name of that award? I have Achievers Club written down, but I don't think that's what it's called. It's something. It's Top Achiever, but something. But we also have the Achievers Club, which is the new system that Manatech put in place that talks about recruiting. I think I jumped ahead. I thought that Achievers Club is really the recruiting at least one associate. Sorry, you guys. It's a new program that they're developing. It's about retention. I just jumped ahead for you. It ends up, where is it? Stand out in the crowd. That's what I just reviewed. Achievers Club is not what I just said, the $1,000. It's about each one of us recruiting at least one associate per month on automatic order, and that's simple to do if you just are out there doing this business at even the minutest level. Lydia said, I already have mine. So, you know, you recruit, because if you're out there recruiting and sharing with people, you're going to automatically be signing people up to be in the business. And some will come in as associates and others as consumers. We are really targeting a lot of associate growth this year because we know that that's what really creates the geometric growth. So, yeah, and this is, Award of Excellence is the one I said earlier. Yeah, Award of Excellence. And it's found on the next page in the outline. It's I put under Stand Out in the Crowd, Award of Excellence. Award of Excellence. It was brand new, so that's why I didn't get it down right. But this is called Achievers Club. So everybody, you want to be in the Achievers Club. Why do you want to be in it? We talked about that when I announced the Achievers Club, and it's all about what us going out there, signing up one new person a month, and then you get, you know, special discounts at Manifest. You get discounted potential discounted hotel rates, discounted Manifest tickets. You'll get special treatment on incentives. I mean, it's a part of acknowledgement that you belong in that club because you are consistently doing the business, and we want to be consistently doing the business. We also have going on the Skinny Pants promo, and everybody knows that one because that's our new True Health bundles that are out there and running with that. And, yeah, if you aren't involved in that in January yet, get people started because this is the first month. It's a three-month program, and there are lots of great prizes. You want to be a part of that. And Ashley Torian is just an awesome teacher and asset to that whole thing. So be a part of the Skinny Pants promotion. New product bundles, they're coming out. Armed and Dangerous, that's a whole concept about a new sizzle video and recruiting video with scripts. They're putting out a new sizzle and recruiting video, and they're going to have scripts associated with it. But they're not guaranteeing it's going to be out by Manifest, but they're saying they should have a draft of it. At least they will be showing it at Manifest, if not available then. So you want to, and scripting they're going to do. So they're really going to support you 100%. So it's almost like if you were deaf and blind and everything else, you would be able to do this business because people are giving you everything you need to do, right, in one package. It's almost like you don't even have to use your mind if you don't, or think of thought processes. You could get it direct from Manitech. So that's another one of their recruiting techniques and recruiting, you know, target that they put in place for themselves. For North America, you've how many likes, social media explosion too. They're going to have more information and tips and training on social media. And then obviously another incentive's coming up. So get ready for, you may need yet another bathing suit to go on the next incentive. We don't know what it is yet, but it will soon be announced. So that's under recruiting. Then the second concept, again, that Sona really isolated on was retention, where they're developing tremendous, you know, input in the customer service. They've already started that process. They're developing new processes that they go through on a monthly basis with all the customer service reps to really get them educated and up to date and learning techniques and how to do these things. So they're putting a lot of energy and effort behind customer service. Catch them while you can. That's their new computerized systems. They're putting in new tracing elements to be able to trace your customers' buy-ins and to analyze whether they look like they're close to being, you know, quitting or they stop their order. And they're going to have an alert system sent out to their upline and enrollers so that we really help understanding us, what their buying patterns have been, everything else, so we know how to get them back on board and follow up with them and support them in a better way. So we're using the techniques and technology to support us to be the best we can on retention. Renewal fees, some people balked at a renewal fee of $50, so Manitech has now answered to their calling on that, and they've come down. The renewal fee now is only starting this year, is only $24.95, and you get $25 of loyalty points, or 25 loyalty points. So it's basically makes it free. So what a blessing is that to all of us. So your renewal is basically free because you get $25 worth of products, and it's only $24.95. Stand out in the crowd. This is the one I talked about earlier. Sorry, guys, I got confused in my own outline. This is the Award of Excellence, and Top Associate is now worth $1,000 each month. So you want to perform because, you know, some of you might be only making $300 or $500 on your check. If you just really make them, you know, go to town on a month and do a great job, and you could do this every month. That's what my choices for you. You could win a $1,000 check from Manitech and get recognized, right, as a award of excellence. So make that a goal for yourself. Really, you know, get out there and do it. You could still do it for January. We have so much of the month left. It's just about going out there, sharing a lot, getting your signups in, and making things happen. Don't sell yourself short. Massive products available. We're actually going to be adding new products to add to already your consumer base that you have, and we're going to talk about that under Joel Bickman. And then Manifest 2019 for retention. I mean, no better place than to get a group of people and have a party. Come have a party with us, 25th anniversary. I mean, there's no excuses. If you are a Manatech associate and you are doing the business or thinking you are in any way, shape, or form or want to in any shape or form, Manifest is an absolute must. So show up there. That's if you show up, that's when you rank up. Register today. Commit to bringing a team with you. And then she concluded hers with just deciding what your true north is. Stay focused, build a tribe, set the vision, execute. Focus, focus, focus. Success is not an accident. It comes on being deliberate. All right. Our next speaker was Joel Bickman. He talked about, where we've been, the 227 members of the Million Dollar Club. Huge number of people in our short term of existence, 25 years in Manatech. So that kind of tells you about 10 a year are breaking million-dollar status. That's pretty awesome. I mean, you can't find that in other networking companies. Trust me, it doesn't happen. The 137 million meals have been shipped through M5M, so that's pretty cool. So we've accomplished a lot. He talked about where are we going for this coming year. They're developing exclusive partnerships, and they already announced one. That's another thing I'm sworn to secrecy on. Partnerships with marketing people that are out there in the public eye that are going to be using Manatech products and handing them out to famous people and sharing them. So there's going to be a ton more visibility out there. So get ready, because their goal is to make this thing just Manatech a household name, and Glyco Nutritionals as well. So that's huge, and you're going to have dozens of opportunities just because of this new partnership, and they're adding more. Number two is the brand new True Health, True Shape. We've heard some complaints in the field over the last year and a half or so about True Shape. When you're out there and you're taking the product, you have to make sure you tell people always to take it with food, because it can create an upset stomach on an empty stomach. So there are a lot of things. So Mantic just said, we're not going to put any disclaimers on this product anymore. Let's just improve it. So new and improved, they've worked on it for over a year, and they've added more ingredients to it. It has many of the same ingredients, but they're off the charts great. You won't have the problem. It's very gentle on your stomach, but even more powerful results. So that's the fat-burning product that helps us burn fat. It's the heat, right? We use nutrients that create heat. They're so thermogenically we're burning fat. And it comes out next month, so keep your eyes and ears open for that. Bringing glyconutrients into the world, this is just a commitment. They want glyconutrition to be a household name. So they're going to do all sorts of things. They've already started glycan symposiums. That's not about Manatech, it's just on glycans, right? They started one. They did their first one in mainland China, and they plan on doing this all around the world. They want customized training, master-level stuff, so you can really become proficient. They want to have creative tools, shareable content, scholarships as well. So making that a household name is important. They also are committed to making glyconutrition simpler. So we're going to make it more competitively priced at a retail market, targeted on a need or ingredient, react rapidly to the market, more localized products, and, again, featuring what? Glyconutrition. That's our specialty. That's what we do best, and that's what we'll feature. Then they announced five new products coming up, and one of them happens to be a matching product for women, like Prime 7 for men. So a lot of people are really excited about that. So, and that will not replace Plus, ladies, because Plus is about our entire endocrine system. This is really targeting our libido, our sexual drive. That's what it's going after. And it's really exciting to see that they're doing this. Their Prime 7 is selling off the shelf, so they felt they were important to match it with a ladies product as well. So that's coming out at Manifest. You will not get it unless you go to Manifest. And then there are four other new products coming out that are they call Manatech Essentials, and they're tied directly to specific categories. So it's one of them. Well, I'll tell you just. I don't know what the product's called, but it's, let's take, for instance, your eyes. Would you like a special product that just really supported eye health? Now, a lot of us in the room are going, well, Mary Jo, my eyes are already getting better. I've been wearing glasses since I was in law school, and my right eye now is 20/20 vision. So all it has is a piece of glass in my glasses, but my left eye still is on its improvement path. And this didn't happen by me taking any eye product. I just took Manatech products, right? So, but they're talking about four categories that will really be target marketed, and we're excited about getting those out. They should be available at Manifest. So all of that, and for each of their new products, they have a process that they've developed for everything. Who do you know that needs a blank kind of product, right? Let's say multivitamin, right? And you go, okay, select your preferred tool. You want a video, you want a website, a video, or a digital tool. What do you want? And then they give you a specific script that they're going to manufacture and produce and to allow you to introduce it and follow up with somebody. Isn't that great? Step 1, 2, 3 for you. So it's going to be great for us in training our downlines as well. Sarah Bowen then was on stage. She talked about where we are with M5M. It was pretty amazing what she said, that there are, you know, that there are companies out there that are 10 times larger than Manatech but are giving out less meals than we are on an annual basis. So we know what an impact we're making, right? In the last 3 years, we've shipped out more than 59 million servings. Okay, and we've given up more than 59 million servings, a total overall 137 million servings since the flag was planted years ago with our Man of Relief, right? So M5M Foundation is doing awesome, and she talked about the goals for 2019, expand into more countries focusing on Asia, establish a deeper relationship with our partners we have, increase communication with stakeholders through the monthly newsletter, because they're adding a monthly newsletter, adding more opportunities to participate like trips, incentives, packing parties, those kind of things. Again, we'll probably see that at Manifest as well. And at Manifest, don't forget, we always have a special gala, M5M Gala. And the ticket information on that's going to be available really soon. So if you'd like to participate in the M5M Gala, you'll know that. Manifest, the last on our list. Good, because we have 5 minutes left. Manifest 2019, April 3 through 6. Get your calendar out right now. Mark it off and start looking at cheap, cheap, cheap flights to come in town. They have a hotel that's set aside that's very reasonable. It's not like staying at the Gaylord. We're going to be at the Arlington Convention Center, which is about, as Lydia says, well, it's about a stone's throw. Yeah, it is. It's about a mile from Lydia's house, and that means it's about a mile and a half, 2 miles from my house. So it's the closest Manifest I've ever been to in my life, and if they get any closer, it'll be in my backyard, and I don't have enough room. But so it's really close, and what's fun about it is besides the 25th anniversary, right, our 25th anniversary of Manatech, it's also like stone's throw from the Ranger Ballpark and the Texas Cowboy Stadium. But not that we're going to go there, but they've built this huge entertainment facility called Texas Live that just opened up about, I don't know, 6 months ago. And it's incredible. A lot of entertainment, a lot of action going on there. And it's going to be an opportunity for you to be able to enjoy Texas Live while you're here. And all the other great things around in the Texas area. April 3rd through 6th, you definitely want to put that on your calendar. You want to lock it down, get your tickets ordered, and make sure you bring as many people as possible from your organization, because people that go, grow. If you've read Eric Worre's book, right, Go Pro, what does it say? The only people that are ranking up every year are the people that go. Those are the ones. People that go, grow. So we want to make sure we get our people there and build a team. Bring a team with you so you really can create the synergy that we're talking about in the four-year career, the concept of geometric growth. Geometric growth, it doesn't occur by one. It geometric growth by bringing another one, you know, the two of you, and make huge commitments, you know, even in advance of going. Some people said, well, I don't know if I can afford it. And I said, okay, build your AQ team in the next month, and you'll get $500 extra. And then you have no excuse, right? Yeah. If you don't have AQ team yet, what's up? AQ team. Get your AQ team done, right? But be there. Absolutely. Some people go, well, I can't afford it. I say, you can't afford not to. Because if you don't go, what's going to make your business any better the months of 2019? And this is the 25th anniversary. So, absolutely. And get your other people. So just a matter of how many people you bring with you. That's the question. And I'm going to leave that up to you to decide. But I have my mark totaled out there, and I'm going after it starting today, every day. I'm going to be harping on Manifest every day for the next 2 months to get as many people there as possible, because I know the results it creates. Okay, everybody, that's it. So terrific presidential summit. I want you to, you know, great recap, hopefully. You got a bunch of new information. But what's most important for all of you is this is it. is to say to yourself, I'm going to be there next year. That's what you want to say, because you don't want to miss these events. They're so awesome. They give treat you like, you know, like you're top of the shelf. You're just kings and queens and royal treatment, and you get to stay in incredible hotels. And it's just one of those experiences that you'll never, ever forget, and you get to rub elbows with all the top people all around the United States and Canada. So important for us to be involved and you know, pushing our people around us to go be the best they can be and get to that level so that they can participate with us at these events. Yeah, because once you go, you know one thing that's true for yourself. You'll never want to lose out again. You'll always want to be there year in and year out for the rest of your life, because it's so exciting, so much fun, and to be around all those great people, what a joy. They're family. For me, I've been doing it so long, and I know there are a lot of other people on the call today that can say the same thing, that we're family, and we are family. In fact, we probably see more of each other than a lot of family members we might have, right, that are scattered across the country. But we are family. We have a consistent thought process, and we complement each other, and we're all in, committed to this incredible mission of Manitech. So I will see all you guys at Manifest. I know it, but just bring some new people so you can introduce them to me. I would love to meet new people, as always. I love the joy in watching a brand new person who just joined Manitech show up at Manifest, because I know they'll just be exhilarated by the time it's over. So, all right, everybody, so go after Manifest. Review the, hopefully the details today help you a lot about where this company's going and the direction and being a big part of all of that for each and every one of us. Thanks for the call today, and we'll talk next Monday.